he cries, "Turn it down, old chap," before pressing on towards the teak console table. "Oh, no, no, no. Trace the leaf and blade pattern of the Sanderson's wallpaper as well. Slip my fingernail in the crack between the sheets. Another world in back of it. Hung on the front of it, that map, old framed map. Curious mixture of the surveyed and the imagined. Real settlements, mythical beasts. Little pictograms of villages, each one with a steepled church, sitting on a titty tumulus, shaded in with cross-hatching. The place names, written in cursive script and full of lisping F's. Fussex, Suffolk, that sort of thing. Here he comes. Spry he was, as well as dapper. Spry, dapper, another thing that's gone, those words. Maybe gone, 'cause he's gone. Gone with him. Placed in his tomb to ensure he'll be spry and dapper for all eternity. Except that he was cremated, a golders green. Whole family burned there. Ashes scattered on the heath, mingling promiscuously with those of hundreds of other North London Jews who've died of cancer. Here he comes, right hand down hard, swerving and skidding and skittering right out of fashion. But he was what then, in his early 50s perhaps? Easily young enough to be my son. Here he comes and snatches up the black giver-dogger. "Hello, Hampstead 4506, how may I help you?" Then a pause. Actually, more than a pause, a hiatus. Because it was odd, certainly, and never stopped being so, that abrupt transition from being in the room, being in the very particularity of the hall at Reddington Road, with the day's newspapers laid out on the dark mirror-shiny wood, next to the telephone. The post fanned out beside them, lots of envelopes, since he worked from home as much as from his office in Longacre. Mostly manila ones, with little glassine windows onto a world of numbers. A world in which Rab Butler solemnly announces, "We can double the size of the national cake." No doubt a proper big cake, such as Mrs. Fitz used to bake, using a full tin of golden syrup once it came off the ration. Real strength from genuine sweetness. None of your asperting. None of that stuff anyway. Those things. Muff things. Stupid little muff things. Pull off the waxed paper and half the thing comes with it. Bingo! You've halved the size of the national cake. Bitten lips and bruised eyes. Creased collar, painted on hair. "That's jolly serious," the Chancellor of the Exchequer announces from behind an ornate silver inkstand. "The builders have been freed, so the number of new houses will rise year on year. The national cake will double in size, and everyone can have an extra slice." Uncle Morris was never a chap for an extra slice. Spry and dapper, neat and quick, his hair lustrous in the multicoloured spangles of light tumbling down from the narrow, tall, stained-glass windows. What was that stuff he put on his hair? I twitted him unmercifully, ponged as well, not unpleasantly, but a definite aroma, suggestive of barber shops, singed hair, shushing shorty grey nylon coat, hot crotch pressed against hard shoulder. Something stiffening in there. "Will that be all, sir? Something for the weekend?" "No need for any of that. Carry on now. Stand up in the church. Say it out loud and proud. That's what they are now. Do you, Morris Busner, take this hairdresser, Henry Tonks, to be your lawful wedded husband? All jizzed up to lift the burlap veil, kiss the cowboy's chapped lips, when some fascist in a black leather overcoat stands up at the back of the church, whips out a gun and lets all the cotton-picking faggots have it. Times 10 tubes at 2 and 6 under plain wrapper. Extra 1 and 11 on the postal order to cover postage and packing. Nuktall! That was it. Nuktall! Can't remember my own bloody room number, but I have that. Nuktall! A must for immaculate men who care for their hair. The dressing that nourishes and controls the hair. Your hair will double in size, along with the national cake. In 2 and 6 tubes and 3 and 6 jars. Total swizz. Probably made up from a job lot of wholesale hair cream, portioned out in a bilirickie bike shed or a Grey's Thurrock garage. Utter swizz. But he swore by it. Remember him dying on the medical ward at Heath. Very brave. I shan't be. Easy way out. Here and happy, then there and nothing. Not poor old Fred. Not that. Very brave. Bore everything without a murmur.